This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, they gave it to me about 45 minutes ago on the stack. I was so busy I didn't look at the breaking news. But I said earlier, Boris Johnson says there's about to be an overthrow of the UK government because they've got spy systems with AI watching everybody, and the computer tells them, all right, they're getting ready to burn the country down. And they don't want too intense of a breakdown. They want a controlled breakdown, so they're going to now back off and then reapply. Watch. They'll reapply the martial law again. Guaranteed. I know how the enemy operates. I don't need their AI. God gave me AI. You've got it, too. But Boris Johnson has announced an end to everything. But watch, it'll still be all the restrictions. They'll call that an end of everything. This is how psyops work. It's how gaslighting works. What did the stewardess say to the man that pulled the mask down to have a drink of water? He said, does it make sense? This is all just theater. She goes, it doesn't need to make sense. It's about you suspending your common sense. So we just got the video. It's 2 minutes long. We're going to play it next segment of Boris Johnson saying he's totally suspending everything. And we're going to post the articles and video right now into the live show feed and onto Infowars.com. But you heard the UK doctor, and I'm talking doctors behind the scenes are being told the same thing, that they're going to pull these vaccines. But you think, well, that's a victory. Well, it's in the SPARS 2023, 2028 document that this would indeed happen. This was done to devastate society and devastate the trust of people and to create so much mental illness after 2+ years of this in the left wearing masks, wanting shots, that they're not going to care they're being abused, and they're going to demand more of this and then get pissed at those of us that don't want it. Okay? Paul Joseph Watson laid out the prelude to all of this, and I want to go ahead and play a little bit of what he had to say, but I don't want to take a victory away from us. They're going to press until they know we're going to resist and win. Then they back off. They're going to press, and then back off. But don't look for Canada and Australia to back off. They think they've got their people where they want them. Here's Paul Joseph Watson, and we'll come back on the other side and lay all this out. This is good news, and it shows overall we're winning, but we've got to understand now they're going to put the pressure on, remove the pressure. Here it is.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is being warned that he must ditch all rules on face masks or face an even bigger Tory rebellion. Mandatory mask rules for venues like cinemas and shops were reintroduced off the back of warnings about Omicron causing 6,000 deaths per day. That didn't happen. It nowhere near happened because the bedwetting alarmists that advise our government are always wrong. And in fact, countries like Wales and Scotland, which introduced even stricter face mask measures, recorded higher cases. All corona restrictions brought in to fight Omicron legally end on January 26. The government has indicated that it will scrap most of them, including COVID vaccine passports and work from home advice. But some reports suggest they could be quietly planning to keep face mask rules. Why? The government's own investigation admitted that the evidence for the efficacy of face masks stopping the spread of COVID-19 in schools is, quote, not conclusive. As University of Oxford professor Jim Naismith pointed out, when England dropped its face mask rule in July, cases dropped. Scotland kept their face mask rules and cases spiked higher. Unless he chooses to completely override the democratic process, Boris needs a new vote in Parliament to keep the face mask mandates. And although he can rely on Labour's ever loyal opposition, he faces another humiliating three-figure backlash from Tory rebels. One senior Conservative MP warned that the government would be, quote, mad to pursue an extension of mask rules and predicted it would provoke a rebellion of more than 100 backbenchers. He added that keeping such rules in place would be doing the bidding of the same technocrats whose predictions on Omicron were massively inaccurate. Tory MP Bob Blackman, who sits on the 1922 committee executive, said, quote, I don't see any point in having rules that everyone is ignoring. He said that during a visit to a supermarket in his Harrow East constituency last week, half of the shoppers and none of the staff were wearing face coverings. The prevarication on mask rules is yet another indication that they're trying to keep covering mandates in place on a rolling permanent basis, primarily as a psychological tool of population control to keep people in an anxiety-ridden state of emergency. It must not be allowed to happen. Tory rebels must make it immediately clear to Boris that along with the odious vaccine passports, face masks.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number two, and we have huge breaking news that we predicted yesterday. Boris Johnson has announced an end to all COVID restrictions. And then when he actually announced it, it's not an end, just like he did 8 months ago. Put the pressure on, release part of the pressure, but not as much as you did the time before. Then over time, they're tightening you down, tightening you down, tightening you down, but you feel like you're actually getting your freedoms back by submitting. That's right. Oh, Boris Johnson just said you don't have to do it, but the cities and the left are going to keep it enforced. You see how it works? It's a formula of fraud, and if you don't get the formula, you will continue to be under its control. So, UK Prime Minister lifts most COVID-19 restrictions, no masks, and they're going to start letting businesses open. And but they do want you to have your vax pass. If not now, then when? UK prepares to end lockdown, mask mandates, business closures. Oh. And they say they've ended them all. But really, it's already been adopted by most and being rolled out. They were about to bring in Plan B, total lockdown again. But the government on the left and right came together and said, this is killing our own families. It's killing our own children. We know it's not working. We've all taken the shots and we're sicker than ever. What the hell? Just like the head scientist of the UN said, oh, we shouldn't give children these shots. There's no evidence they help them. Because they know it actually hurts them. And now Congress, the Republicans, have said, hey, you fired a bunch of the FDA and CDC board members last year because they wouldn't approve this for kids. They said it wouldn't help them, would hurt them. We're going to have an investigation. That's why next segment I'll get into how the deep state's going to respond. Their response is, we're going to indict Trump. That's what the Democrats committee said. They said, we're political. We don't want him to run again. And so we've been told by the Justice Department that Merrick Garland will indict Trump and everybody else that supports him at the top. And we're living in like Venezuela or something here. And if I thought Trump was still hardcore and that Trump was going to stand up against all the swamp and wasn't pushing these poisonous shots that I told him would be his undoing, then I would be willing to back Trump and try to get him back into office. But it's not because I'm scared of the deep state. It's not because I'm scared of the committee or the Justice Department or any of that, that I'm not saying that I'm not going to go to bat for Trump. It's because I don't have confidence in him. I'll talk more about it coming up. And I don't hate Trump, and he's still done a lot of good, and I hope he gets good Republicans elected. But more and more, that's not what he's doing. It's just that this country can't go into a civil war over Trump. We're already going into one over these deadly shots, which Biden says in his terrorism perspective, it's white supremacy to not take your shots into protest. What the hell does that have to do with it? The majority of folks, the highest per capita, that won't take the shot are black people, because they've already been through poison vaccines in this country. Heard of Tuskegee? It's asinine. So first you're a racist if you won't take the shot, and then now you're a terrorist. So it's all one big agenda with Psaki saying, yeah, he 100% stands by his belief that Republicans are terrorists and domestic enemies. And I've got the incredible article with the Democrat chairperson and others saying, we're going to arrest Trump. Well, let me just get out of the way of that little move. That's going to blow up in their face so bad. Look how horrible Biden's been for the Democratic Party. Biden is extinct in the Democratic Party, and they know that. That's why they're going ahead with all this insanity. Pelosi and Schumer are going to start a war and try to march the 100-something thousand Justice Department employees off with the U.S. military against the American people? Well, I don't support any of that or either side. And I want to be like Switzerland, which means neutral, because the Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab behavioral psychologists have set up this civil war and they want this civil war. And you don't beat them by getting violent on either side. But the Democrats are too stupid, and they actually think they're in charge, and they're being set up to make this horrible move. And Napoleon would say, do not interrupt your enemy when they're about to destroy themselves. They're not our enemy. They're puppet idiots. Yes, I hate them. Yes, I can't stand them. Yes, they're disgusting. Yes, I hope they go to prison. But we don't want this giant explosive confrontation right when the world's waking up to the poison shots, right when populism's exploding. This is bigger than America. It's about humanity. Because again, we get in a shooting war with these people. That's what they want, because that will plunge the economy. And then Klaus Schwab's going to do that, and they're going to turn the power off and say it's a cyber attack. That's all laid out. It's all pre-programmed. You're going to be in the dark if they go ahead with this. I'm going to be with solar panels in a trailer house in the woods. But I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is serious. I had Ollie Alexander on, who's a nonviolent, smart guy being sued under the KKK Act of the Democratic Party. I'm not joking. A black guy being sued as a KKK for having peaceful demonstrations in D.C. And he's like, now, Alex, I still have a right to rebel under the Declaration of Independence. Because, you know, it's fun to sound, you know, like you're ready to go. And I'm sure he is. And I'm not putting Ollie down. Yes, you have a right to rebel when you think it's the right time and that's all you can do. I'm not debating that we don't have a right to go after this corrupt system. It's the wrong move. Anybody can see that. And Ollie wasn't calling for that. But still, we cannot have there be any perception that we just secretly want this to happen. Because I don't secretly want it to happen. I don't publicly want it to happen. I desperately have nightmares about this and want it to stop. I'm having more anxiety and I'm more upset than I've ever been. And my gut is always accurate. Okay, maybe it's the war with Russia coming up, or maybe, I don't know, but I am just on pins and needles, and I know you are too. Anyways, here's Boris Johnson claiming that they're ending all restrictions, which they're not, but at least it's a psychological victory. They've been forced to do this because the opposition's building to defeat them, so now they're going to back off for now because the public's waking up. So this is overall a victory. If you understand, they're going to try this crap again. Here it is.
This morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire. As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end. Organisations can, of course, choose to use the NHS COVID pass voluntarily, but we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England. Yeah. From now on, the government is no longer asking people to work from home. Yeah. And people should now speak to their employers about arrangements for returning to the office. And having looked at the data carefully, the Cabinet concluded that once regulations lapse, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Mr. Speaker, from tomorrow we will no longer require face masks in classrooms, and the Department for Education will shortly remove national guidance on their use in communal areas. In the country at large, we will continue to suggest the use of face coverings in enclosed or crowded spaces, particularly when you come into contact with people you don't normally meet, but we will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalise anyone who chooses not to wear one. The government will also ease restrictions further on visits to care homes, and my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, will set out plans in...
Okay, so they're relieving the pressure now partially because they know it was going to trigger a total political realignment and rebellion. Which, again, now you got to push all the way through and start bringing the ministers to justice that lied and put out fake numbers and keep exposing that the shot doesn't work other than poisoning you. And we need to use this as an example in Australia and Canada and here and in Europe. People say, why do you care about them? Because it's the same New World Order coming after all the countries. I saw this Australian guy on Joe Rogan's show going, you don't tell us Aussies what to do. We don't like it. It's like saying, don't fight Hitler because you're not German. What the hell does that mean? This is a global attack. And an attack on Australia or an attack on Germany is an attack on all of us. Them today, us tomorrow.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an orchestrated, planetary, corporate, designed, slow-motion collapse to consolidate power and control and force depopulation. Now, there is incredibly positive news unfolding, and I talked about some yesterday, but I cannot speak about it enough. And Dr. Darren Beatty will not just be joining us in the next hour for the full hour to talk about the latest January 6th, biggest developments yet, the biggest yet. He's also going to discuss Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, and major geopolitical realignments that have already taken place and already happened, and why George Soros says Xi Jinping is the most dangerous man in the world. I by no means endorse Xi Jinping. I'm simply pointing out there's a very complex double, triple game going here, and China is paying people now to have three children instead of only letting you have one. They are breaking with the globalists. They're not doing the carbon taxes. They're not following any of what the New World Order wants. And that's what always happens in these evil alliances. Like in World War One, World War Two, you see different groups are aligned and suddenly they flip on each other, like Stalin and Hitler. So incredibly dangerous time, though. I don't think I need to tell you with the Russia situation. They say the worst in the history of our conflict with Russia, except for maybe the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1962, we have just never seen anything like this before. And so I'd say those prayers a couple extra times a day. I know I'm saying mine because I love my children. And I just really am praying for peace with Russia and China and everybody else. And I'm really praying for peace here in America because the globalists have got their bunkers. And Klaus Schwab says, angry world, more war, collapsing currencies, civil unrest will bring in the Great Reset. No, thank you, Klaus Schwab. No, thank you. So that's coming up. But let me do this right now, because I didn't do this last hour, and this is something that's really a win-win and something that's very important. I want listeners to understand something. I could get a synthetic multivitamin or a synthetic vitamin C compound that either does almost no good for you or does nothing or hurts you, depending on your physiology and what type of synthetic vitamin this is. You can get a multivitamin that is certified daily allowances, and the vitamins cost about the same as the bottle. I could get you a bottle of multivitamins for about $3 packaged. And I could sell them to you for $30 and make a ton of money, and then we'd be able to fund ourselves into that. I don't do that. We go out to the top facilities in the country, and we say, what is the very highest quality whole food vitamin, meaning it has to come from actual food, it's organic, and it's concentrated, so it takes a ton of food to get it all down to this base level, and the processes of extracting those vitamins out, then they got to measure it, get it tested, prove it. I mean, it's a totally different world. Whereas, I mean, we've got products where there's $40 a product in them. Things like DNA Force Plus. I mean, that's the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 in big, juicy doses with a bunch of other stuff. I mean, because I'm not going to sell you this and then just make money and do that. I'm going to sell you something that I take. Now, can you find whole food vitamins and minerals and other systems that are as good as ours? Yes, there are a lot of great brands out there. And whatever you do, get them. But with us, you get a great price for the quality you're getting, and it funds the InfoWar. You're not going to get that anywhere else. And so, a couple years ago, we could get our multivitamins in anytime we wanted them. It's been 4 or 5 months since we've had these in. I guess longer. I cut adjectives in 4 months, so they corrected me again. Hey, boss, it's been 8 months. I'm like, oh, well, whatever. I'm not changing the ads. So it's been 8 months. I said 4 months in the ads. You'll see the ads start airing tomorrow. I shot them last night. But 8 months since we've had this, and it was not as big a shipment. Because we now tell the companies, okay, when you get enough to do a limited run, do it. So instead of doing a run of 20,000 bottles, we did a smaller run of 10,000 bottles, because that's all we can get with the supply chain breakdowns and not cut quality. I could get synthetic vitamins and minerals and everything all day long, no problem, from the U.S., from Mexico, from China, from India, all day long. And then we test them with third parties. That's crap. We're not going to do that. You have my commitment on my children, on my soul, that we're bringing you the very best products we can at the best price. Everybody already knows that. I'm just encouraging all of you, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to get these products and you need to take them. Because if you don't have the building blocks and the basic defenses for your immune system, you don't have a prayer, in my view. And that's not my opinion. I mean, if you don't have water, you die in 5-6 days. Don't have food, you die in about a month. Don't have oxygen, you die in 5 minutes. Well, if you don't have essential vitamins and minerals, you just get sickly in about 4 or 5 months and you die. And most disease out there is people deficient in vitamins and minerals and other trace elements. Folks used to always wonder out in East Texas why all these old black women would outlive their husbands. They'd live to like 105 and their husband would die at 50. Well, their husbands, and sort of the white guys, they did this too, but my grandma would actually go get it sometimes from the black ladies. They would go into creek bottoms, because they learned this in Africa and had been passed on, and dig out certain clays. And they would eat the clay. Well, I mean, so do the deer, so do the cows, so do squirrels. And they would taste it and smell it because it had minerals in it and trace elements. That's what clay is dirt and dust and mud mixed with living things over the years, over centuries, to form clay. That's what clay is. And those women lived 100 years of age on average. My dad would take me and visit them, women that had been his, you know, nannies and stuff. But the point is that they were old women when they were his nanny. Because they ate dirt, ladies and gentlemen. And they had the minerals and they had the trace elements. So now they know, oh, there's all these fancy clay tablets and people take living clay and it's like $1,000 a bottle. And, oh, the Hollywood, this is the best living clay. Because now they know what the wives knew, what the wive tales knew. Now everybody knows. And so, yeah, the men were always making fun of wives' tales, whether it was white men or black men. And the men are all sitting there dying, laughing at the women eating dirt. But you see the deer eating the dirt. You see the wolves eating the dirt. You see the coyotes eating the dirt. You see the chickens eating the dirt. You see the dog eating the dirt. But dirt that the olfactory nerve picks up and knows has the minerals in it. So I'm sure the left will have a big heyday where there's a jealous Jones says eat dirt. Yeah. Like there's salt licks. Certain rocks have salt. You'll see deer licking the salt. You put salt blocks out for your cows. This is all just common sense, folks. And it's why you need these products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because these are light years better than the clay that the old black women were eating that had the vitamins in it. Or had the minerals in it, not the vitamins. Actually had some vitamins because it's got some living matter in it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your products today. They are both 40% off. They've been out of stock for a long time. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. The Linus Pauling-style formula, what he called for, was a very large dose of vitamin C, over 1,000% your daily allowance. And then several 100% of your zinc. And then the rose hips, it's so amazing as well. It's all there. And then the multivitamin mineral from Whole Foods, not the Whole Foods company, it's from Whole Food. That is also 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart
we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones
out on the road for 40 days.
Last night, little rock, I was
you. What a fight. What a time to be alive right now. Okay, a lot of horrible news, a lot of really good news. What an insane time to be alive. That's all I can say. We got Dr. Darren Beatty joining us coming up in the next hour. And I really do need to get to some of these video clips concerning the wheels coming off of the whole COVID-19 takeover plan. Now, again, they war gamed in the Rockefeller and Carnegie Endowment and UN documents. To execute all of this. They put that headline back up. It's not the crew's fault. It's how the show works. They just throw articles and videos up, and then I saw it and forgot what I was saying. Justices Gorsuch and Sotomayor joined forces to rebuke NPR's fake news mask fight hit piece. Well, that's good. Because the media just makes up whatever it wants. People need to challenge that. They need to say no to it. But going back to what I was saying, the globalists, in their different documents that we've covered here at nauseam, because unlike mainstream media, we say something, we'll actually show you where they said it, like the SPARS document, 2023-2028, go read it for yourself, or Operation Lockstep. They say, once people figure out the shot doesn't protect them and it starts killing them, we'll just fire some of the agency heads and blame the government people. And then there'll be a loss in confidence and civilization will accelerate its collapse. I mean, who? People keep asking how I know all this. These freaking psychos write all this stuff. But they call it a battle plan or a futurist analysis or of different possibilities. And it's not possibilities. It's what they're doing. If I was planning to rob a string of banks, which that's hypothetical, I don't do that. It'll be Joe says he's robbing banks. It'll be on CNN tomorrow. I would say I was writing a novel about how I was going to rob a bank. And it wouldn't matter later if I got caught with it. It didn't matter if it was very similar to the actual bank that had been robbed. I would just say that's a similarity. But it's not a similarity. And we've learned when different governments launch terror attacks to compartmentalize those false flag events from the rest of their personnel, they will run a drill of the exact same thing happening so that the people involved in the attack can all coordinate with a battle plan. But if they get caught, they say, oh, this is just a drill on 9/11. That they were doing on 9/10 and 9/11, 2001, of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and all these big drills and NORAD drills that day, and the Pentagon canceling a trip of the Pentagon brass. Wait for it. Wait for it. The Pentagon canceled it the week before. CNBC, look it up. To the World Trade Center. Now, just a little factoid I forgot. They were going to have the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the towers when the plane went in there. They weren't even involved, folks. They planned Flight 93 was supposed to go into the Capitol. We even know the Air Force generals that refused the orders to stand down and ordered two Sidewinder A-9 missiles. It's even in the FAA records that they're permission to fire, aim 9, and they blow the plane up because it had been hijacked by remote control. Nerve gas had been released, killing everybody on board. That's why they created the whole let's roll phone calls and all that. None of that happened. They nerve gassed the plane, took it over with drone control. They're going to fly it into the U.S. Capitol. But the Air Force said, screw it. And the Pentagon figured it out, too. I'm not defending the Pentagon, but the Pentagon said no to Peter Daszak and Bill Gates' and a plan to release COVID-19 in 2017 and 18 in China. They still did it. They said, the Pentagon was like, what's going on here? No, I don't think we're going to that conference in New York. We're supposed to be at the UN on September 10th, and we're supposed to go to the World Trade Center and visit Wall Street on September 11th. I mean, you can really see where all this was going. Because if you think the deep state almost took over on 9/11 and launched those wars, can you imagine if a large passenger jet had flown right into the dome of the Capitol and that image of American power, it's a beautiful building, and of Western freedom being, I know it's a whorehouse now, but it's still a beautiful building, okay? We're a great country. It's our building. Just because a bunch of criminals took it over doesn't mean that, you know, it's theirs. And can you imagine the dome smashed and destroyed from a large passenger jet T-boning it? It would cut that dome right off there. And we'd be under martial law today. But just like January 6th, that the feds provocateured and hyped up their people and manipulated useful idiots to go in, and they had 1,000-plus FBI, paramilitary, all surrounding it, and let it happen, and then there I was trying to stop it. And I've been asked, like, well, why'd you try to stop it? The media sends us messages, and we see the emails. Why don't you? You did try to stop it, Jones, but why are you so pretentious? Pretentious? You know, here in Texas, we have a law, failure to render aid, and it's also there for police. And Texas isn't perfect, but you see articles all the time in places like Tennessee and Texas and Arkansas where there'll be cops serving a search warrant on a drug den. And the drug dealer starts shooting the cops. And then a bunch of citizens come out with their guns and shoot the criminals. Do the cops turn around and say, you're a little bit uppity here, son. What are you doing when I'm getting shot at helping me? In Texas, if you see a car wreck and people are hurt and you don't pull over and help them, that's a felony. And it should be. I expect you to help me when I'm getting hurt. It's un-American. And I'm not some damn hero. You know, I've told the story 100 times. I remember Rex was only a year and a half old. We went to a La Madeleine. It's like a French restaurant. It's not fancy. It's like in between fast food and whatever. And we were done eating, and I went to the bathroom, and I come out, and this woman's blue on a table. And I go, how long has this been going on? About a minute? And they're all like parrots saying, call 911, call 911, call 911. And I finally just go, the police, you'll be dead by then. So I push the people out of the way, do the Heimlich, big old piece of bread comes out. And they're all looking at me. They go, oh, you're a hero. Then the other goes, did he hurt her? Because he's a big old fat lady. I had to pick her up. And I kind of felt a rib break when I was doing it. So I'm like, let's go. Because the nanny state will burn you for helping somebody. But still, I did it. We were having a rally. We had a permit. We got there. It was a disaster. I felt terrible. It wasn't my responsibility. But it would become my responsibility if I didn't try to get up there and stop people going in there. And the left on NPR about a month ago said, Jones really launched the attack, and then he got up there to act like, once it was too late, that he didn't know. Well, it wasn't too late. It was an hour later, the red flare went up, and Ashley Babbitt died. And I had military guys with me, you know, higher professionals, police officers, and they go, red flare means somebody's been killed. We got to get out of here. But I tried, and I failed. But at least I tried. At least I tried. At least I tried. Because when I grew up, my dad saw somebody till the point of getting annoying with a flat tire. He pulled over to help him. I see somebody with a flat tire. I just keep going. I'm going to say I'm an angel here. Because half the time you get mugged doing that now. But you can see the breakdown of society. But people in like D.C. think I'm a space alien trying to stop bad stuff. And that's why society's falling apart, folks. All right, I got this huge news when we come back. Massive news from MIT. It's so damn important. And Tucker Carlson and so much more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Going to get rougher from here, but we're going to make it through it. That's God's promise. All right, I got a bunch of clips this segment. Tucker Carlson, again, is one of the only people on national news saying what's happening. It's a great reset. The Holy Grail is the global vaccine passport now being implemented all over the planet and in blue cities. And if our government lets this take over, they're insane, because this is how you control the world, is a UN corporate Klaus Schwab control consortium that Xi Jinping built the technology for, on record. An international consortium with the Chinese government and the UN runs this. Trump was worried about Huawei? This is far worse. I mean, even if the government wants to dominate, just wants power. It ain't the Russians controlling Ukraine and getting their own gas sold to Europe that's going to bring down their Anglo-American New World Order. It's going to be stuff like a world ID controlled by the globalist. Here it is.
These people are aware of the fact that our constitutional rights are being set aside without an end date, and that we're heading towards a new system, a tyrannical regime of mass surveillance and control. And this is not just a hunch. This is all part of a bigger plan. This is something people who are watching right now can actually go and look up. What's very important for the American audience to know is that we've had this digital COVID pass in place in Europe, which is basically like a QR code on your phone that grants you access to everyday life, like to bars, restaurants, etc. It's completely bind to your vax status. And this is all part of a European project issued by the European Commission that is basically surrounded around this idea of a European digital identity. So this will not stay just linked to your vaccination status. This will encompass taxes. This will encompass your medical records apart from your vaccination status, your bank information. So basically, we already have a system in place right now that is very close, or at least for mindset of the beginning phases of a social credit system. We are literally turning into China.
We are literally turning into China. And this has all been public for several years. It's the battle plan we've been telling you. And finally, Congress is talking a little bit about it. And finally, Tucker Carlson's talking about it some, which is great. And I'm trying to get Joe Rogan to get his mind wrapped around it. We were at dinner a while back, and I just kept explaining to him that it's all the cashless society. It's all the social credit score. It's all this is everything. Because I don't want to be the number one talk show host. I don't care that I'm the first to talk about this stuff. I just want to beat it. Because we're literally being enslaved together. And I just sit here wondering why this is not the top news story. By the way, we have a clip of the Australian health chief saying you must take your boosters. It's effective against Omicron. They have a bunch of studies from around the world, including South Africa, that it actually makes you catch Omicron. In fact, type that in, guys. Study shows you vaccinated catch Omicron easier. But she's saying it protects you. She's a freaking liar, man. But let's go to the next clip. I talked about this some last few days, but here's Australia running national ads telling you, and for the parts that don't have audio, I'll read the text for radio listeners. But this is a TV ad and informational about how you've got to have this vaccine passport, and it says it's a social credit score up at the top of it. So it ain't coming. It's here. Here it is.
This video will show you how to set up your digital identity with MyGov ID. First, you need to download the MyGov ID app onto your Android or Apple device. Look for this icon within your App Store to make sure you download the right app. Also, have your identity documents ready and allow yourself enough time to set up your MyGov ID account. The process can take some time, and you need to have this done correctly before you can set up your Service WA app.
Hit pause. You're literally getting set up in the mark of the beast with total control. It shows the social credit score in a minute. This is the Australian government doing this, and it's all based on the approved UN program from 6 months ago and runs off the app that the Chinese communists created. Continue.
MyGov ID app and start setting up your digital identity. You can also choose to secure your login using your device's security features, such as a fingerprint scan or face ID. Now you have a MyGov ID with a basic identity strength.
And pause again. Your basic identity strength. Oh, it's a social credit score. How strong are you? Remember in the Black Mirror episode, which was based on what they're already setting up, it was a certain score up at a few thousand, and it was like a pie. This is your strength. I mean, you want to be strong, don't you? Well, what you purchase, what you do is all watched. You're being surveilled. Isn't that great? Totally illegal. And it's all based on you have your shot, you submit. And now you do other good things, and your strength level goes up. It's like a video game, you see, submitting to the system, like that patent Bill Gates has, where your every movement's tracked by AI microchips in you, and if you work like a robot and follow every order, then you get to get food at night. Why would anyone induct themselves into a slave system of this level, where you're literally hyperventilating, that if you don't act exactly like you're supposed to, your social credit score goes down? This is what they're doing. This is what the left thinks cute and funny. And they get paid as social engineers and influencers to push this. Let's continue with the Australian news.
Access the Service WA app, you are required to verify at least 2 Australian identity documents to achieve a standard identity strength. This video shows how to import your COVID-19 digital certificate by signing into MyGov and giving permission to share it with the Service WA app. Share access of your digital certificate by opening up your app, clicking the certificate icon on the home screen.
Hit pause again. Remember, the key to all this is tracking you in live time. You're opting in, and now Australia's already announced you must carry your phone with you to leave your house or you're arrested. It's your little digital police state minder. Continue.
Import through your MyGov account. When you are happy to proceed, tap I agree. Check that the details of the certificate are correct before you tap Save Certificate. You will notice there are security features on this certificate helping you prove its authenticity, including a live clock timer, a shimmering coat of arms which moves as you move the phone, and an animated tick.
Oh, it's so real. Oh, it's directly from the globalist. No, it's real. COVID-19
digital.
Shut it down. Same people that launched the whole attack are now behind this. What a group of monsters. They all need to go to prison. And they will. They're going to keep pushing this and putting people in camps. And mainstream news in the U.S. says arrest everyone. London Telegraph, arrest everyone, put them in camps. They pushed all the way up to camps, camps, camps. Make you take the vaccine. Make you have the app. And in countries where you say no, like the U.S. and the U.K., okay, we're going to stop for now. But where they submit, it's just all the way. Submission is death. Resistance is victory. Resistance equals life. Submission equals death. When you're on a mission to Mars and they're setting it up and you're on for a year with no gravity, the strongest man or woman will lose about half their muscles and more than half their heart strength. The strongest person. Gravity makes us strong. It doesn't make us weak. Pressure makes us strong, not weak. But when you have no pressure, when you submit, you are destroyed. Resistance is life. Submission is death. Islam says you must submit to the will of God, but it's not the will of God. It's the will of the imams. And I will not submit to Klaus Schwab. I will not submit to the imams. I will not submit to the Catholic Church or the fake Protestant leaders or any of these people. I will submit to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that's it. All right, folks, let's go to this quick MIT clip. MIT scientist says COVID vaccine could trigger neurological diseases on Fox News. Here it is.
Respected MIT scientist recently gave a presentation warning of the possible long-term side effects of the COVID vaccines. She wrote, through the prion-like action of the spike protein, we will likely see an alarming increase in several major neurodegenerative diseases with increasing prevalence among younger populations. Joining me now is Dr. Stephanie Seneff, senior research scientist at the MIT Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab. Dr. Seneff, this is absolutely terrifying to a layperson to hear. As this push for vaccines and boosters and new boosters and multiple boosters for our younger population continue, what do we need to know?
I, first of all, think it's outrageous to be giving vaccines to young people because they don't have a very, very low risk of dying from COVID, so they don't get a benefit. And when you look at the potential harm from these vaccines, it just doesn't make any sense. And certainly repeated boosters is just going to be very devastating, I think, in the long term. And it's just I've done a lot of research, and I really am beginning to understand exactly how the process takes place, and it's very disturbing.
Now, the neurodegenerative aspect of this that you specifically...
All right, folks, we're going to put the full clip in post. It's also up on InfoWars.com or on Fox News, but good for Fox allowing the truth on, because you don't want to sign on to mass murder. Remember, the head of the UN program came out and said, don't take the shot. Okay, so wheels are coming off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.